The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, since this thing happened with the guy selling the bogus concealed carry permits and pistol permits in New York, I thought it'd be interesting to find out a little bit about the history of the Sullivan Act city. Just a little bit, just to figure out why they're just so clamped down that somebody would pay $18,000 for a gun permit in New York City. Now, after the Revolutionary War, New York legislators didn't include gun rights in their state constitution. They considered firearms freedom too obvious to include, and any legal protection redundant, thanks to the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. First mistake. What am I getting here? Let's turn everything off. I don't need to have bunch of noise happening here. Let's turn that off and everything else. All the Apple devices are muted or off. There you go. So, that went on. That was the first mistake of politicians ever getting out there and saying, well, we don't think we need it, but we need to make sure everybody understands we have it. They didn't do that in New York because, well, you know, they were new. And it went that way until 1911. And this is when this was when the infamous Sullivan Act came into play. This was actually to protect organized crime from armed citizens. Big Tim Sullivan created and pushed the law through the legislature. He was a crime syndicate leader. He was a member of the corrupt Democratic political organization known as Tammany Hall. His toughs had complained about immigrants resisting their extortion efforts. Big Tim had a simple solution: make it illegal for his opposition to legally have or carry weapons. Coming from the New York Post, Sullivan knew the gangs would flout the law, but appearances were more important than results. Young toughs took to sewing their pockets of their coats shut that cops couldn't plant guns on them, and many gangsters stashed their weapons inside their girlfriends' bird cages, which were wire mesh fashion contraptions about which women would wind their hair. Ordinary citizens, on the other hand, were disarmed, which solved another problem. Gangsters had been bitterly complaining to Tammany that their victims sometimes shot back at them. So gang violence didn't stop under the Sullivan Act and really took off after the passage of the Prohibition in 1920. Spectacular gangland rubouts like the 1932 machine gunning of Mad Dog Cole in a drugstore phone booth on 23rd Street became the norm. The police in large cities were corrupt enforcers for their political bosses. With the Sullivan Act, Big Tim ensured that his forces could legally disarm any opposition. Now, here's a description of the policing of the era and why Big Tim could be reliably assured that police would hand out gun permits only to those that he approved. From the history of the police, politicians were able to maintain their control over police agencies as they had a direct hand in choosing the police chiefs that would run the agencies. The appointment to the position of police chief came with a price. By accepting the position, police chiefs had little control over decision-making that would impact their employees and agencies. Many chiefs did not accept the strong political presence in their agencies, and as a result, the turnover rate for chiefs of police at this time was very high. For example, Cincinnati went through seven chiefs between 1878 and 1886. Buffalo, New York tried eight between 1879 and 1894. Chicago saw nine come and go between 1879 and 1897. And L.A. changed heads 13 times between 1879 and 1889. Politics heavily influenced the hiring and promotion of patrol officers. In order to secure a position as a patrol officer in New York City, the going rate was $300. They had to pay $300 to get a job. While officers in San Francisco were required to pay $400. In regard to promoted positions, the going rate in New York City for a sergeant's position was $1,600, and it was $12,000 to $15,000 for a position as captain. Upon being hired, policemen were also expected to contribute a portion of their salary to support the dominant political party. Political bosses had control over nearly every position within police agencies during this era. New York is very, you know, they've been the center of immigration for a long time. Political bosses taught people who came to America without any tradition of freedom that they didn't have a right to keep and bear arms. This reinforced the understanding immigrants brought from their country of origin. With 100 years of this policy in place and millions of immigrants and their offspring experiencing a city without the Second Amendment, the tradition continues. With some 25% of today's New Yorkers hailing from abroad, the Sullivan Act legacy lives on. Police in large cities remain creatures of their political backers. In spite of reforms, requirements for training, police unions, and statewide police standards, police chiefs still serve at the pleasure of a city council or a mayor. They're not independent actors, but are acting on the desires of their bosses. Their bosses are city politicians, not the people. Surprisingly, some modern commentators celebrate the political corruption of large cities as necessary for efficient city administration. Walter Russell Mead at Hudson.org made the dubious claim at Hudson.org. All right-thinking Americans united in the 19th century to deploy the malign influence of corrupt big city political machines. But it's hard to think how else the tens of millions of immigrants streaming into these cities from all over the world could have learned to govern themselves and begin the process of integration into American life. This is lipstick on a pig. London had intense immigration during the same period. Their police at the time were quite the model of legitimacy compared to the New York police. Anyway, Mead wrote that about the, it's a glowing endorsement of the corrupt political machine that the Clintons have put together. And he makes a case for what he calls honest graft. But two of the three chief engineers of the recent SAFE Act have been found guilty of corruption in New York City. New York City has a history of corruption and a disregard of the Constitution for 100 years. A culture that continues to deprive them of the natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, leaving them ignorant and defenseless. And now it makes sense to me why somebody in New York would pay $18,000 for a permit. The corrupt practice, in the first place, you know, if that's the only way to get it, if you can't beat him, join him, I guess. I don't know. Although I do have a piece later on in the show where they're actually going after the people that bought these things. And we will certainly see where that leads. But I've often wondered about that. I've heard of the Sullivan Act for a long time. Tim Sullivan, criminal and politician, who ran the Tammany, which Tammany Hall in that era, when the Wild West was, you know, being settled and stuff like that, Tammany Hall was much more violent in New York City, in the big city, the home of Pace Picante sauce. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Here of late, the Russian military has been making a lot of, aggressive, taunting moves toward us. This past Friday, a Russian Su-27 did a barrel roll over U.S. RC-135 over the Baltic. Last April, this past month, U.S. destroyer Donald Cook was twice buzzed by Russian planes. Vladimir Putin was sending a message. Keep your spy planes and ships a respectable distance away from us. See, here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out where all this boldness is coming from, and then I actually took stock of what's going on and why there might be a problem with the perception here. This past Friday, Deputy Secretary of Defense Robert Work announced that 4,000 NATO troops, including two battalions, will be moved into Poland and the Baltic states right on the Russian border. Work says the Russians have been doing a lot of snap exercises right up against the border with a lot of troops. He calls this extraordinarily provocative behavior. Not quite on par with what I used to experience in the Cold War during the 80s, but I'm trying to figure out, and that's a problem, because they used to do much worse back in the 80s. How are Russian troops deploying inside Russia provocative while U.S. troops on Russia's front porch not provocative? And before we ride this escalator up to a clash, maybe we'd better check a few things. Germany is being asked to provide one of four battalions to be sent to the Baltic. I would love to see that, because the German armed forces, the Bundeswehr, the guys were okay. But, I mean, when I went out in my vehicle, my APC, it, except for the paint always was deplorable. It didn't need a camouflage job, because it was always so muddy and dirty and just covered in junk, because we trained. I was in Europe for 3 years, and about two of that was in the field. But Germany's going to send them. Now, Germany, of course, a Bertelsmann Foundation poll found last week that only 31% of Germans favor sending their troops to resist a Russian move in the Baltic states or Poland, while 57% oppose it. However, they've been part of NATO for a long time, and they have to honor it. Bye-bye, German troops. Last year, a Pew poll found majorities in Italy and France also oppose military action against Russia if she moves into Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, or Poland. If it comes to a war in the Baltic, our European allies prefer that we fight it, which isn't that just special, given what Obama's done to the armed forces. Retired General Ray Odierno when asked whether his retirement was the biggest danger to our strategic capability, he said, no, I think the Russians are. He mentioned threats to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Ukraine. Yet when Odierno ended the service, all four were part of the Soviet Union, and no Cold War president ever thought any was worth a war. And that's the truth. It was the Soviet Union back then. The independence of the Baltic states was one of the great peace dividends after the Cold War. But when did that become so vital a U.S. interest that we would go to war with Russia to guarantee it? But, you know, Putin may be on top of the enemies list in the Beltway, but maybe we should take a look at the world from his point of view. When Reagan met Gorbachev in Reykjavik in 1986, Putin was in his mid-30s, and there was a Soviet empire that stretched from the Elbe to the Bering Strait and from the Arctic to Afghanistan. Russians were all over Africa, had penetrated the Caribbean and Central America. The Soviet Union was a global superpower that attained strategic parity with the United States. Now, by the time he turned 40, the Red Army had retreated from Europe, and his country splintered into 15 nations. By the time he came to power, the USSR had lost one-third of its territory and half of its population. Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan were all gone. I don't know if I pronounced all of those correctly or not. Black Sea, once a Soviet lake, now has a north shore in pro-Western Ukraine, on its eastern shore a hostile Georgia, and on its western shore two former Warsaw Pact allies, Bulgaria and Romania, which are now NATO members. For what Russian warships in Leningrad, the trip out to the Atlantic now means cruising past the coastline of eight NATO nations: Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Germany, Denmark, Norway, and Great Britain. Putin has seen NATO, despite solemn U.S. assurances given to Gorbachev, incorporate all Eastern Europe that Russia had vacated and three former republics of the USSR itself. And now, here's a clamor from the American people to, or the American hawks, to bring in Moldova, Georgia, and the Ukraine into a NATO alliance directed against Russia. After persuading Kiev to join a Moscow-led economic union, Putin saw Ukraine's pro-Russian government overthrow a U.S.-backed coup. He has seen U.S.-funded color-coded revolutions try to dump over friendly regimes all across his near abroad. General Philip Breedlove says Russia has not accepted the hand of partnership, but has chosen a path of belligerence. How is his losing all of this territory a hand of partnership? It's sort of all of this incrementalism that's happened to Russia. And don't get me wrong, I was prepared to fight against the Soviet Union. I am still prepared to fight against any enemy of the United States. Well, as much as I can be now anyway. But looking at Russia today, all of this incremental painting them into a corner, it reminds me of gun control. The incrementalism of gun control. And, you know, I look at that and I have to take into account the Putin worldview. So I can understand, I see him pushing back because guess what, folks? We're getting ready to have to do that against our own government very shortly. Maybe not this presidency, but certainly I think it'll happen in my lifetime. And I'm not getting any younger. That's the only part that bothers me the most about it. I am not getting any younger. I'll probably have to leave it to people like Ben. But I think he can handle it. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Cankles Clinton is out there, and she is trotting out gun control, gun control, gun control. It's one plank of her position, a big plank of her platform that she's running for president on. And in a lot of cases, a lot of people are looking at her in the general population and thinking she's pretty stupid. Voters across party lines support the common sense position that it is wrong to hold firearms manufacturers and retailers liable for the actions of bad guy third parties who misuse lawfully sold products in crimes. According to an NSSF report on the survey, a majority of voters in all regions of the country say the statement about keeping the PLCAA as law more closely reflects their opinion, even for a majority of those who cast a vote for President Obama in the last election. 53% and for a majority of non-gun owners, 56%. Significantly, a higher percentage of those surveyed who identified as strong Democrat supported the PLCAA than opposed it. PLCAA, yeah. Even among her party's strong identifiers, her duplicity is not winning her any converts. Lawrence G. Keene, the NSSF Senior Vice President and General Counsel, said it's time for politicians to demonstrate that they have some respect for the good sense of people and stop vilifying the hardworking people of an entire industry and exploiting real tragedy that is a result of criminal conduct. Clinton's not going to take that advice because she thinks it's working because she's been using it wherever she goes when she's singing to the choir. Except very soon, in the concert hall, there's going to be some new additions and some voices that may not be able to keep that liberal harmony going. In a and I talked about this the other day. They're trying to redefine crime. You've heard that. When Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, she both reflected and informed the regime's values and tactics, some of which she has carried forward with her into her campaign for the White House. And this includes careful and selective use of language to fulfill the Obama imperative to punish our enemies and reward our friends who stand with us on issues that are important to us. Even though I saw Obama get out there the other day, he was making a speech and he addressed Black Lives Matter in particular. And he told them, he said, your social media presence has gotten you closer and closer to the table. Now that you have a seat at the table, I will warn you about one thing. You just can't keep yelling at people and get what you want. You're going to have to break into a dialogue. You're going to have to accept half a loaf if it's moving you forward, if it's moving you towards your goal. You're never going to get everything you want right up front. It's always going to take work. It's never going to be instantaneous. I'm paraphrasing there quite a bit. Surprising words coming from this president, because there is no greater political reality than that particular statement that he made. Now, Obama pledged to fundamentally transform the United States of America, and he has done that for the most part. Now we're arguing about stuff that doesn't matter. Internally, we're arguing about stuff that doesn't matter. We've got a nuclear Iran with a... And it's just a race to see between North Korea and Iran which one gets a vehicle that can launch an ICBM and target us and actually test the thing and make it work. And then what do you think they're going to do then when that happens? But no, you know, we're testing. We're arguing about, and this is part of the fundamental transformation of America. We're arguing about junk that doesn't matter. But, you know, back to the transformation. Now he and Clinton are fundamentally transforming the language to reorient the public on issues that are important to their shared agenda of gun control. If you're a fan of history or literature, this should come of no surprise to you. In the George Orwell 1984 novel, this provides a roadmap that Obama and Clinton seem to be following. Whatever the party holds to be truth is truth. It is impossible to see reality except by looking through the eyes of the party. Clinton has been very specific about labeling the NRA as her enemy. She's also likened NRA to the Iranians or the communists and insisted that pro-gun advocates hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people, even though we're the majority of adults. The NRA represents 5 million members that are law-abiding gun owners. Now, what about the criminals who intentionally hurt people with guns? Acknowledgement that crime is a product of human choice and behavior is unfashionable for many in the Democratic Party. Clinton's speak even allows for the concept of criminal-free violent crime. During a Democratic primary debate in Brooklyn on April 14th, Clinton asserted, well, the facts are that most of the guns that end up committing crimes in New York come from out of the state. Guns don't commit any crime at all. So hence, they don't, and they're not driving from out of state either. Criminals do. Just this week, the Obama administration doubled down on the Clinton logic by insinuating that the terms delinquent, criminal, or convict are now passé. On April 25th, the Obama Justice Department announced a $1.75 million initiative to help justice-involved youth find jobs and housing. Checking the headline, you'd be thinking, well, okay, they're trying to recruit young people into careers in law enforcement, maybe, or something. I don't know. Community organizing or social justice. But any honest discussion of gun-related crime must include the notion of criminals committing violent acts. smearing the NRA and portraying guns as acting independently while ignoring or diminishing the culpability of the people who actually pull the trigger isn't going to advance the debate. It's a way to avoid it. Obama and Clinton have invested heavily in semantics because the facts out there don't support their worldview. That's how NRA members become associated with terrorists and convicted lawbreakers become associated with justice. But this is a feat of linguistic gymnastics. And they're using it to try to bamboozle the public. But no matter what they do, the last word will lay with you in November. That part is without a doubt the truth. It has always been the truth. Elections do matter. I'll be hanging out with guys in 3 weeks that have swayed elections, that have changed elections, that have changed from the ground up. From the ground up, where money didn't matter because they were outspent 22-1. I'll be hanging out with them. Things are getting better for me. But keep all that in mind, if you would. Just for a moment, just for a little bit. One, Hillary Clinton, Hillary's having to back her. She's looking bad because just the other day she'd been talking about putting coal miners out of work. And then somebody met her at a town hall that was a coal miner. And she had to walk all of that stuff back. So now they've got her on video saying we're going to put coal mines and coal miners out of business. And on the other hand, they've got her on tape saying, no, I didn't really mean that. I'm sure the green energy, the climate changers are having a conniption fit right now. Conniption. I'd like to watch that. That would be quite entertaining for me to watch that. Maybe there's some video somewhere. We'll have to see if there's some CCTV at a climate change center. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 44GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. As we get ready to turn the page, coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And what has become reliable as clockwork, Clinton did get out here this past week with another new attack on gun owners. This time, she explained to supporters her intent to make an assault on gun rights and NRA one of her top priorities. There's a video that's been distributed by Breitbart.com and can be viewed by going there and looking for that. You might want to do that. Addressing on April 25th, MSNBC Town Hall, hosted by Rachel Maddow, one of my favorite guys, Clinton stated, "I really support everything President Obama said he would do through regulation on guns, but we're going to start the very first day and tackle the gun lobby to try to reduce the outrageous number of people who are dying from gun violence in our country." Now, don't get me wrong. I don't like anybody dying. However, out of that 80-some-odd people that they say die from gun violence every day, 60-odd of them are being killed by themselves. Half of the other what's remaining is gang warfare. People actually being murdered that are not part of gangs and are not killing themselves. The number is pretty small considering we have 320 million people and nearly 400 million guns. We're actually quite able to handle this. Later, the candidate spoke of her party's chances of taking control of the Senate, stating that the Democrats have decided they will be led by Chuck Schumer. Well, Chuck Schumer, actually, the Democrats haven't. Harry Reid, Dick Durbin is the one that's actually in line by seniority, but Harry Reid has decided it will be Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer has been one of the most effective legislators in taking on the gun lobby, so says Clinton. He and I worked together to get the Brady Bill passed back in my husband's administration. I don't remember Hillary being involved in that at all. And if she was, to what degree was she involved in it? Standing around just like she was not to the degree that she was handed health care. But she says, I think that's the kind of issue you have to start early. You have to work on it every day, and we need to make it a voting issue. Very visibly agitated, she concluded her remarks on the subject by noting, I'm going to keep talking about it. We're going to make it clear that this has to be a voting issue. If you care about this issue, vote against people who give in to the NRA and the gun lobby all the time. If she gets in the office, she is coming. She will take that as a mandate. She will think if she wins the election, she has a clear-cut mandate to go after the Second Amendment, which means going after people like me and you. Thanks to her recent candor, we don't have to guess at the type of restriction she has in mind. She has supported a ban on popular semi-automatic firearms and endorsed Australian-style confiscation. She has expressed her vehement opposition to the right to carry. And under her false interpretation of the Constitution and Second Amendment, she does not, she thinks that doesn't protect your right to keep and bear arms and that it does allow gun bans. But, you know, Barack Obama waited till he had secured his second term because he was somewhat of a political pragmatist until he decided to launch most of his efforts. His efforts are basically second term efforts that he has made. First term, he's relatively quiet about it, although he sold more guns than anybody ever in his nearly eight years in office. Clinton is making it clear that under her reign, gun owners would receive no reprieve. Day one, she's coming. This is why, and I say this with all respect to everybody I'm about to mention, this is not the Gun Owners of America, National Rifle Association, the Second Amendment Foundation, the National Association for Gun Rights. I don't know how many are there. All of these gun rights organizations, the Firearms Policy Coalition, the Firearms Coalition, all of these people, all of these players are going to have to get involved. And they're going to have to vote. Who am I voting for? I'm voting for not Clinton. Okay? Let me explain why that is so vitally important. Okay? The only thing, the closest thing to us being constitutional today is the right to keep and bear arms. The fact, and the facts are so heavily stacked in our favor. The belief here amongst the Democrats is that if they outlaw something, they can begin to chip away. They're not going to come for our guns. They're not going to be kicking in doors. They're going to pick us off one at a time. We won't have the luxury of being able to sit around and say, well, this, that, or the other. Look at what's happened in Connecticut and New York State. In New York State, the SAFE Act is still in force. In Connecticut, all of that gun restriction is still in force. Nothing's being done with it, but it's still on the books. That means at any given time, they can begin to shift gears and, you know, once they figure out how to actually make all of this stuff stick and get past, see, one of the things that they would have is this whole ex post facto concept. What I own today is illegal tomorrow. That'll be a hard thing to overcome. The other problem is this. I don't know if it's because of the military status or something. I look at this and I would say to myself, okay, so we know what they want to do. We know what they're projecting they're going to do. We know what they're setting up to do. We know it, that, you know, it's like the Russians massing on their own border. They're massing against the Bill of Rights. They're gathering what they think is enough momentum to overturn everything they want to overturn. The Bill of Rights means nothing to them. Your house means nothing to them. Your salary is not yours. Your children are not yours. All of this stuff that I'm telling you, the only way they could actually enforce it, the only way to keep us from saying no, is the fact if they get us disarmed. If they get us disarmed, then guess what? A whole bunch of things change. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not next week. But give it time. Give it time. I think that I think my grandchildren would see it. In time, without gun ownership in the United States, without this capacity to say no violently, I think that in a whole lot of time, we're seeing it now already. We're seeing it now already. How many more outrages do we need to hear about as far as Islam being taught in schools and how, or Christians being defiled or people being taken up on charges because they didn't want to sell a cake to somebody of a certain sexual persuasion? How much of that do we have to keep on looking at before we figure out what's going on? Right now, the whole thing would be very daunting right now for them to. But that's not their game. They're very good at the long game. And that's what they're looking at. If they set the laws up, we can all defy them. And me, you, and everybody else that's here right now will defy them successfully. But they don't care about what me and you do because they're looking at the long game. The only way to beat this is to beat it. The only way to keep it from ever happening is to keep the people that want to see it happen from ever getting in office and ever getting in power. This is the whole election thing. And everybody here, trust me when I tell you this, everyone that is listening to me right now would much rather win at the ballot box than to have to strap up, gear up, tool up, and start being a pipe hitter. Believe me. Believe me. That is one of those changing moments. And if everybody could go out and do that, then less than more than 1% of the United States would have ever served in the American military. It's calling, and if you don't have it, you don't want to do it. And, you know, if you don't want to be pressed into it by necessity, you might want to think about voting and beating these people. They don't need to be in power. They absolutely look at everything you've got as something you're allowed to have. You're allowed to have it. You're not. You didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. You're not exceptional. This is what they're telling you. And any of you considering voting for them, we may be across from one another one day. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.